This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We note the teenage problem today, when children are searching for independence and their minds are developing and their bodies are maturing and they're feeling this emotion that they never felt before, and they're looking for answers, but mother is not at home. Or father is not at home, or mother's at home but she's not interested. So what happens? The child's mind will never remain empty. It will never remain empty. If you don't teach your child, the guidance teacher at school will teach your child. The program on television will teach your child. The man on the radio will teach your child. The neighbor next door will teach your child. If you don't teach your child and be a true guardian to the child, the child will adopt several other guardians. And then when you see this child moving away based on different information and different advice and different shura that the child is getting, now you get upset and you say, Subhanallah, I'm having trouble with my child, and what's wrong with my child, and why my child, and why this and why that, and we start pointing fingers. It's his fault, it's her fault, it's the school's fault. But as we point fingers, we forget that there's three other fingers pointing back at us. Your charity begins at home. It begins with you. That how did this situation come about? Surely you are in control of the situation, so how did it come about?